Reduce, reuse, recycle, a safe and efficient way to manage construction waste. It is estimated that the construction industry in Europe creates over 400 million tons of waste per year. It includes unused or damaged materials, offcuts, packaging, and other waste produced in the course of construction, modernization, and in particular, demolition of buildings. An ever-increasing amount of waste, a shortage of landfill sites, environmental pollution, depletion of natural resources, energy consumption, as well as economic factors, all of these impel us to look for solutions that would enable better management of construction waste. So where to start then? Reducing the generation of waste at its source. According to a well-known saying that prevention is better than cure, in the first place we should aim to minimize, if not eliminate, the amount of construction waste being produced. A good part of it consists of new unused materials that have been delivered to site but eventually ended up in a skip as they were no longer needed or could no longer be used because of past sell-by dates or damage by damp, rain or daylight. Therefore, it is important to plan work properly and predict the exact quantities of materials required as early as at the outset of a project. Unfortunately, contractors tend to overorder materials to avoid potential expensive delays or just for the sake of convenience. In fact, overordering is a double cost for them. Not only do they pay for materials that aren't used, but they pay to dispose them later on as well. Ordering materials just before they are needed and then storing them in a dry, secure place would definitely decrease wastage. A good idea is also using reusable packaging systems such as returnable pallets and crates. Reusing materials. Good waste management also includes making use of common waste materials. Old bricks and tiles, if they are in good condition and comply with relevant standards, can be reused for new buildings, thereby giving them a truly unique character and appeal. It is also possible to use leftover plasterboard sheets and timber offcuts. If you cannot reuse materials yourself, you may think about returning them to the supplier or advertise them on special websites. Recycling construction waste. Finally, construction waste can be recycled into new products or energy. The key to successful recycling, however, is proper segregation of waste into different streams, such as plasterboard, inert waste, wood, packaging, plastics, glass, styrofoam, metal, hazardous waste, asbestos, chemicals, and sealants. For example, PVC can be recycled many times over and used to make street signs, fencing, and many construction products. Inert materials, including concrete, brick, asphalt, and stone, can be crushed and screened to produce recycled aggregate, ideal for general fill, pipe bedding, capping layers, and subbase. It is also well used for the production of concrete. The only thing left is to challenge some negative perceptions of recyclable materials and more frequently use products with higher recycled content, which would help to reduce demand for limited natural resources and landfill capacity, as well as benefit the environment. One needs to remember that the waste takes a long time to decompose, sometimes even hundreds of years.